Pandemic has been straining the U.S. healthcare system. There's a short supply of nurses and a high rate of burnout after dealing with the crisis for nearly 2 years. There is what would seem like a natural pool of labor to draw from, though, military veterans with medical training. But as Quil Lawrence reports, red tape is keeping many vets from turning their military experience into a civilian healthcare job.
Giving life-saving aid under stressful conditions is the job description for a combat medic like Tim Hobbs.
I did 2 deployments to Afghanistan, 2 to Iraq, and then I did a humanitarian mission in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria.
Hobbs later supervised military medical clinics, another much-needed skill. When he got out, his 20 years of Army credentials didn't translate.
Realistically, I'm only qualified to drive an ambulance, administer oxygen, and assist with either oral glucose or a patient taking nitroglycerin. That's it.
Which he thinks is nuts, especially with a pandemic on.
I understand that there's legal issues. There's all sorts of red tape that I'm probably, not aware of. But I do think it's pretty crazy.
Veterans have been raising this issue for years. Dan Goldenberg with the Call of Duty Endowment says a study this month found that it's still a problem.
Every medic and hospital corpsman gets more than $100,000 worth of initial training in the field and then years of experience. And yet when they leave the service, in many cases, they can't ride in the back of an ambulance. And that's just a huge lost opportunity.
The study took the example of EMTs, emergency medical technicians. Any military medic should be already qualified for the job. But Goldenberg says nationwide, only 6 states make it easy for medics to become EMTs. 10 states make them start school all over again, including California, which has the most veterans in the country.
But, we estimate that somewhere between 30 and 50,000 former medics and corpsmen are out there. And, they wanted to work in the field and they haven't been able to get the access, which is kind of shocking to us, especially in the midst of a pandemic.
Goldenberg says 22 states have perfectly good rules to accept military credentials, but they don't communicate it clearly.
So it's very unclear to interested medics or corpsmen how to become certified as an EMT. They have to dig a lot. It becomes a research project when it should just be easy.
Like, it should have been easy for people like Chris Brazel, who was a medic in Afghanistan, where he treated everything from dehydration to blast wounds.
So it kind of ran all the gamut of it. I wouldn't say anything too crazy. I'm not Rambo or anything, or just take care of my guys. That was my big thing.
When he got out, Brazel was keen to become a physician's assistant, a job popular with vets back in the Vietnam era. But he had a young family and no time to start from scratch.
0% of my practical experiences would have translated to any type of credit. It was just kind of a insurmountable wall, of training that was required for that.
Brazel says vets like him are an untapped resource.
So I think in general, most of us would jump at some sort of opportunity like that if there was an established easy path, or if even, if it was incentivized. A lot of people that choose the medical profession, I think, in the military, they want to help people, right?
And it's not just medics. There's also a gap between military and civilian credentials in fields like supply chain management, communications, and truck driving, all of which are in high demand right now. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.